Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for Which One in a Wednesday. What you want? We're going to get some answers for some people. We're going to get answers for Grace. Hi, Grace. Welcome to our show. What you want to know? How can we help you, Grace?
Hi. So at my high school, every year all the seniors do this thing called a paper drop on the last day of school. And it's this like tradition that you keep all your papers since freshman year and you drop them from the second story of the school to the bottom. And it's like this flood of 1,000 papers and it's really fun. So I'm a junior and all the underclassmen have to help clean up all the papers before we go to lunch. But anyway, I was cleaning up and my friend Lindsay came across this girl Melanie's papers, and it was the back of her math homework, and it had Cole plus Melanie like written all over it, hearts, all kinds of stuff. Cole is my boyfriend. and we've been together for 3 years. The paper said 2019, and we've been together since then. And this girl, Melanie, has actually kind of been an issue in our relationship in the past. And he has assured me over and over that he's never had a thing for her and that she's just obsessed with him. And I've pretty much believed him this whole time, but it's really weird to have found the paper. And I don't know why she would have written that sophomore year, like when we started dating. So I just want to know if he has a thing for Melanie and he's lying about it.
But Grace, couldn't that feed into exactly what he was telling you, that she was just obsessed with him? Like she's obsessed with him. She's like imagining Cole plus Melanie, writing it on, you know, daydreaming in class. I mean, does that really makes you think that they actually had something, or does that, I feel like that should solidify what he was telling you.
I don't know. Something just feels off. Like I have a bad feeling about it.
You said that
I really think he's lying.
You said that there's been issues in the past. What kind of issues? Does she like DM him and flirt with him or what?
Yeah, DMs. I don't know. They just have always talked throughout our relationship. He's always been like, she's obsessed with me. I like her as a friend. It's not a big deal.
That does seem a little fishy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, but why is she DMing him? You know?
If he's not, like, let's say he did want it to go away, all he'd have to do is not answer, and she would probably back off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that means, like, he is DMing her back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah, exactly.
So, did you ever read any of them?
No, I've never, like, gone through his phone or anything like that. I mean, I guess I've just, like, tried to trust him, but I feel like maybe I shouldn't have.
Okay, so Melanie and you are in the same grade, right?
No, she's a senior.
Oh, she's a senior.
That's why her paper was dropped.
Oh, so you okay. So then what grade is Cole in?
He's a senior too.
Oh, okay. Did he take you to prom?
Yeah, he did. But yeah, no, it's always been kind of, it's kind of sucked that I have always felt like really insecure about it.
But he took you to prom. That means you win. Don't worry about what's on the paper.
That is a little weird to see your boyfriend's name with a bunch of hearts and another girl who he keeps telling you there's not an issue for. Yeah. I think I would feel the same way too. So you're not alone.
So what do we do? Who are we calling?
I want you guys to call Cole. I feel like he might actually be honest if he like feels caught. But I don't want to do it alone because I feel like he's going to get super defensive and I'm just going to like up and like shut down. So I want your help.
So are we calling Cole and telling him about the piece of paper? Like what are we doing? How do we catch him? You have any ideas, Peyton?
I think that would be a good way. I feel like if Grace says that he would feel intimidated by us coming down on him, like, hey, Cole, we found this paper. What's up, bro?
What the hell is this right here, Cole? Yeah.
You scared me.
Cole plus Melanie?
2019?
Yeah. Whoa? Where were you in 2019,
yeah, maybe
Buster?
Maybe we even lied to him a little bit. I'm like, we did some snooping. We got some phone records. Maybe we can, like, get him to confess. I don't know.
All right, so we're going to call Cole, and we're going to tell him that this has been brought to our attention. What can he tell us about the relationship he's had with Melanie? And you're thinking he's going to come clean.
I hope. I mean, I hope he doesn't, but if he's been lying, I want to know.
You're hoping he doesn't. You're hoping he does come clean and say that there's nothing. Or you're hoping
right.
that.
He's just hoping he's clean.
Right. You're hoping that there is no relation. Like, he's told you there's nothing going on with her. So if he tells us there's nothing going on with her, you're going to believe it?
I guess. I hope.
All right.
I guess we'll see.
Okay. Let's call Cole. But let's not call her Cole. Let's call my son Jake's friend Cole.
I mean, that is kind of a good question. Are there any other Coles in the school?
Yeah, right?
Could be not your Cole.
Yeah. All right. We're going to call Cole and see if there's anything going on with him and Melanie, at least in 2019, when you guys were clearly boyfriend and girlfriend in 2019. Right, Grace?
Yes.
All right. Hold on the line. It's What You Want to Know Wednesday, and it continues next with John Jane Ray.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich, we're in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday. We got Grace on the line. Now, Grace has a boyfriend named Cole. Now, Grace, you and Cole have been together for a while, right?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, you found a piece of paper from 2019. That piece of paper from 2019 says Melanie plus Cole, and it is on Melanie's math paper. Melanie's been a problem for you and Cole for a while.
Yeah. Right?
You've confronted Cole many times about Melanie, and he says, we're just friends, it's nothing.
Right.
But now you find this piece of paper that says Melanie plus Cole with hearts on it, hearts all over it, and you think that's suspicious.
Yes.
But that was 2019. So, I mean, the thing is, it's red flags everywhere.
So yeah.
You want us to get Cole on the phone, confront him, tell him about the piece of paper we have, and to come clean about him and Melanie, if there is a him and Melanie.
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys all on the same page?
Yeah.
You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have I left anything out?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Cole available?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, my name's Peyton with John, Jane, Rich. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio really quickly about something. Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Hey, you know how your school the other day did the big paper drop?
Yeah.
So I don't need to tell you how this piece of paper here ended up in my hands, but it's part of the paper drop. But this piece of paper right here, there's something on it, and it was brought to our attention, and they asked us to call you. It is a math paper from Melanie, and on the back of it, it says Melanie plus Cole with many, many hearts on it. Melanie plus Cole. Cole loves Melanie. Melanie loves Cole. Oh, my God. Check yes or no. Do you love Cole? Yes. And over, just love Melanie and Cole, Melanie and Cole. And so we've been asked to call you to ask you what's going on with you and Melanie, although this piece of paper was from 2019.
Who even did Grace do this?
It's almost like a circle one, yes or no.
Yes.
Right? Do you like Melanie? Circle one, yes or no.
Yes.
No. I've told Grace this way too many times that this chick is obsessed with me. I don't have any feelings for Melanie. I don't know why I need to tell you guys this.
Why do you DM her back then, Cole?
I don't DM her back.
So you're saying there's nothing. So we can make this open and closed book. Is that what they call it?
Shut.
Open, yes. Shut, open and shut.
Open,
case.
Shut, open
case.
Shut case. Open and shut.
Yes. Yes. So you got nothing to do with Melanie.
No.
Okay.
No.
I feel like Grace has something to say about that.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I've trusted you for like all of these years about it, but I just feel like something's off. I feel like there's something you're not telling me. I really do.
What do you mean? Why would you feel like something's off? Because you found a sheet of paper from 3 years ago?
I'm sorry. I just don't believe you. I think you guys should call her.
You want us to call?
No. No, don't call her. That's so stupid.
If we
do not call her.
If she said that and you were like, go ahead, call her, I'd be like, okay, I believe him. But the fact that you don't want us to call her, I'm like, oh, now we got to call her.
Why would you call her? That's so stupid.
So I get his point. Like, let's just say there's nothing between them. And you're Melody, you get this phone call and you're like, what? I mean, it's embarrassing, right? It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But let's say there is something between them.
Which it sounds like the way he responded.
Okay, mm-hmm. But if there is something between them, then I would assume Melody knows that Grace is the girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they went to prom together. They've been together for a long time, right? I mean, you guys are open about, right? Okay, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just say, though,
I'm sorry.
It is not very common that a high school girl is going to be obsessed with a boy unless they are getting some type of attention.
That's what I was
right?
thinking, too.
But there's got to be something.
What are you talking about?
What's so special about you, Cole, that she's obsessed and she won't let go? Mm-hmm.
For years.
Not common a high school girl is obsessed with a boy? That sentence has never been said.
Okay, yeah. Can we please call her? I just texted Peyton her number.
Okay.
No.
See, the fact that you're so nervous makes me think there's something up.
Hold on, guys. Hey, is this Melanie?
Yes, this is her.
Melanie, you are on the radio, the John Jay and Rich Show. Is that okay?
Okay.
Can we talk to you about a couple of kind of a little situation, like about the paper drop?
Yeah.
You know, the paper drop that happened the other day?
Yeah, sure.
Well, a piece of paper came up and it had your name on it, one of your math homework problems. And on the back, it said Melanie plus Cole, lots of hearts on it. We were told about a situation. We want to clear things up. Grace thinks you and Cole have something going on, have had something going on since 2019. And we have Grace on the line and we have Cole on the line. So can you help clear things up?
Well, since we're already here, I might as well just, you know, air it out. Cole and I have been secretly like a thing for a couple years. And Cole can hear me, right?
Mm-hmm. Cole, you want to say hi?
Yeah, you're just going to make up something.
Cole, since we're already here, I'm tired of being your side piece. Like, I'm not going to just keep letting you string me along. You know, the paper throw was signifying our graduation, and we're about to be, you know, young adults, and I deserve better than this. I'm not going to be your secret anymore.
You're not my secret. What are you talking about?
Wow.
What am I talking about?
I cannot believe I trusted you for all of these years. I cannot believe. Oh, my God. I knew it. Oh, my God. I'm so done.
You're really
going to
believe what she says?
You're terrible. You're literally terrible, and I'm so done with you. I wish you the absolute worst.
No, Grace, just let me talk to you away
no,
from this.
No, goodbye.
This is so stupid.
Goodbye.
This is so stupid.
Goodbye.
Grace, come on. I don't.
Why are you acting so confused? Is Grace still here? Is she gone?
No, she hung up.
Okay. Like, I don't know why you're playing this game for the radio, but we've been together off and on for years. I'm always the one who held it down for you, not Grace. So if you're really done with Grace, like, can we be public now? Can we be a thing now? Can we stop playing these games?
Honestly, I don't even care. Screw it. Like, sure, I'm down. This is the stupidest thing ever.
So Melanie's been your side piece. Melanie, you know you've been...
Melanie, she didn't call into a radio and expose me, so...
That's true.
Thank you for that.
I guess that's true. Melanie is good people there.
What?
She kept it on the down low.
Like breaking the most ultimate girl code, and the fact that Grace hung up and Melanie took that as a shot to... go for Cole is so wrong.
And the fact that Cole didn't just hang up and go call her, like obviously she doesn't feel great right now. It's like you guys are both terrible.
Yeah, match made in heaven.
Melanie, I'll just talk to you off this stage, this radio, whatever you want to call it. This is, you guys are exposing me. And yeah.
Well, all right, sounds good. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for going on the air with us. That's What You Want to Know Wednesday with John Jay and Rich. You want, you want, you want, you want.